This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. The Key of Gold, 23 Czech Folk Tales, translated by Joseph Bodice. Number 22, The Witch and the Horseshoes, recorded by Elizabeth Palmer, Moncton, New Brunswick, Canada. Once there was a farmer's wife, I can't tell you which one, who was a witch. Now these folks used to have a feast every eve of St. Philip and St. James. As soon as they began to burn the broom, she couldn't rest. Go she must. So she stripped her clothes off, and, standing under the chimney, she anointed herself with some ointment. When she had finished, she said, "Fly, but don't touch anything," and away she flew in the twinkling of an eye. Yes, that is just how it was. But the farmhand was watching all of this from the stables, and he watched carefully where she put the ointment. So he went in too, stripped his clothes off, and anointed himself. He said, "Fly, but don't touch anything," and off he flew till he came to the place where the witches were having their feast. Now, when he came there, the farmer's wife knew him, and, to hide herself from him, she turned herself into a white horse. But he did not lose sight of the horse. He mounted it and went to the smith with it and told him to shoe it. Next day the woman had 4 horseshoes on, 2 on her hands and 2 on her feet, and she had to stay like that always. End of The Witch and the Horseshoes.